Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The Rajya Sabha yesterday took up discussion on the workings of the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare. Initiating the discussion, Randeep Singh Sotewala of Congress criticized the government for not being able to fulfill the promise of doubling farmers' income by 2022. He alleged that the income of farmers has rather come down in some states. Sotewala also said the allocation for agriculture in the budget has come down. He demanded a legal guarantee of MSP to farmers. Pangnon Gonyak of the BJP said the Agriculture Ministry's efforts are essential for fostering a productive, sustainable and equitable agricultural system. She said increasing the income of farmers has been one of the key priorities of the Narendra Modi government. V. Vijaya Sai, Reddy of YSRCP, expressed concern that agricultural lands are being converted to non-agricultural use. Deputy Commissioner and Chairman District Disaster Management Authority, DDMA Newland, Sarah S. Jamie, held an emergency meeting with DDMA members at DC's office, Newland, yesterday. She took stock of the unprecedented flooding in Akunaka and some part of Kohuputo area of the district. During the meeting, the Deputy Commissioner directed all the concerned department officers to immediately depute their staff and submit assessment report of the damaged items at the earliest. Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera yesterday took over as the 22nd Director General of Assam Rifles, known by the sobriquet of Sentinels of the Northeast. He has varied and rich professional experience of Assam Rifles in the Northeast, having served extensively in the region, including being Inspector General in Assam Rifles in Nagaland. The general officer has extensive experience of planning and executing counter-insurgency and counter-terrorist operations in Jammu and Kashmir and Northeast region. The general officer is a highly decorated officer with Ati Vishishta Seva Medal, Sena Medal, Chief of Army Staff Commendation Card and two Army Commander Commendation Cards to his credit. Tribal Artisan Empanelment Mela, organized by DRIFET, Ministry of Tribal Affairs, in collaboration with District Administration, ZEMINU, MARCOFED, NPHM, DUTA and IIE, was held at Town Hall, ZEMINU, yesterday. Speaking at a program at Steo Civil, ZEMINU, Kimsi Yile said the Ministry of Tribal Affairs conducted a mela with the aim to provide livelihood opportunities to tribal artisans by identifying and empaneling them for the product's improvement. It also provides training and marketing opportunities of the products and to promote their business through DRIFET. Chakruma Public Organization and Christian Institute of Health Sciences and Research, Jomo Kidima, is jointly organizing a blood donation camp on the 17th of this month at Reverend Xavier Crow Memorial Hospital near Saturday Bazaar, Jomo Kidima, from 9 a.m. onwards. In this, the organizers have appealed to all Angami villagers, churches and various communities and tribal organizations in Chakruma area to come forward in large numbers on the day. The 20th Nagaland State Chess Championship concluded yesterday at the Nagaland Olympic Association office complex in Kohima, with Melisai Dauho emerging as the champion in the open category. The three-day-long event was organized by Nagaland Chess Association. Gevileko Zuma and Doivi Yepto backed the second and third position in the open category. The under-18 category saw Indovi Awomi as champion. Shorozalie Sebastian Solo came in at the second place, with Pulonito Heso taking the third position. In the under-14 category, Jitito Neka emerged as the champion. Vesho Dolo won the first runner-up position and Nipedezo Meta secured the second runner-up spot. Special awards were also given, with Shenikali Heso being adjudged as the best female player, Sede Naki as the best 60 years and above player, and Nune Derhuja as the best under 7 years player. Chief Arbiter, International Arbiter Mukaho Awumi, announced that the top four players from the championship will represent Nagaland at the 61st National Chess Championship 2024, scheduled to take place from August 17 to 27 in Haryana. As Kyushu Yimkyong, advisor for youth resources and sports, graced the valedictory function as the special guest. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.